At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking basketball, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
25 Whistles. What's up, everybody? 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings. Use the promo code BobbySports when downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Stay tuned. You'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Which, by the way, I made a big miss. Well, I say I made big hits, a big miss, and a big hit in the SEC basketball tournament. My big hits were the Arkansas game. I loaded up on that first game that Eddie and I were at. Second game, I didn't load up as much. So I lost about half of what I won. Then at Tennessee, in the middle of the game, they were way down. I think Mississippi State.
Yeah.
So I put $1,000 on Tennessee plus six.
You thought they'd come back?
Yeah, I thought they'd at least get back within six.
And everyone did.
And they lost. But then I put $500 on Auburn plus six.
There we go.
Against Florida. So overall, SEC tournament, I won about $500.
Nice.
Which is pretty good. Which I'll take that.
Yeah.
And so I hear Reed went to the SEC tournament, but as me. And you were scared they were going to kick you out?
I was very scared. Yeah, I was afraid they were going to like put me on the big screen and be like, Bobby Bones.
Hey, he walked around with his hand over your picture on the credential the whole time.
So you could have just turned it around.
They're also not going to look. You should have put on some fake glasses, though.
I know. I have glasses that I actually wear when I'm like doing work, and they kind of look like yours.
How come you never put them on then with us? Is this not doing work?
Well, when I'm like staring at a computer screen a lot.
Somebody looked at I wore yours, too. Somebody looked at it. Straight up looked at the picture.
And then let you go?
And then let me go. Like, oh, ESPN, you're right here.
I did Paul Feinbaum's show on one of the days last week, and I told him that Eddie and I were coming to the game, and so they got Eddie and I both the press pass for the whole week, and
it's
it said
awesome.
ESPN, and so after Arkansas lost, I didn't care anything about it. I bet it. I lie. I cared a little bit, but then I didn't go back, but Eddie took it, and then I guess gave it to you guys.
Yeah,
did you guys get places that let you like get any like food and drink place or anything?
Yeah. No, I laugh because I didn't know that until after I already bought food. And then I go and like, oh, free food and drink. I didn't see the food in the corner over there.
Same thing happened to Reed. He had bought nachos for like 12 bucks.
Dude.
And then realized they were free in the hospitality room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
I never went to the hospitality room. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
We just sat in our seats and watched the game. So I didn't know there was, but I think.
But you couldn't leave that room. Like you had to eat there, or you could bring the food, sorry, but you couldn't leave with your drink, alcoholic beverage.
But it was still free.
Yeah.
And do they have screens on?
Yeah. Oh, it was fine.
You can sit in the bar and watch the game.
Hey, blow the whistle. Let's get this thing started.
Yeah.
That's on me. Thank you very much.
Can I tell you what happened, though?
Yeah.
So when I went with Reed, I was like, you know what, dude? When we came, Bobby had tickets, so I don't know where the seats are for these credentials. So we just tried to go as far as we could. We're like, well, let's try.
Because there were no seats for the credentials. You just were allowed in the place to gallivant wherever you wanted.
Yeah, you get in, and now it's up to you to find out where you're going to go.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, let's try the court. So we go down the elevator, like, what floor? Bottom floor, the lowest we can get on the floor. So it takes us down to the court level. We end up in the locker rooms. Like, it's the hallway where all the locker rooms are. We see Coach Pearl. He's like, hey, Coach, what's going on?
You saw, like, Was he playing?
He was just walking through. He's walking from the court to his locker room.
Oh my God!
And then
you
I
didn't stop him, did you?
And, well, no, he stopped us and said, "Hey, what's up, boys? Good to see you." And he said, "I ran into some of your boys at the restaurant the other night."
Yeah. Hey!
You told us.
Are you high-fiving me?
Huh. Okay. You said he didn't remember you.
No, he doesn't remember why. Until I brought it up. So I think once he saw Eddie, he was like, oh, I remembered.
Oh, yeah, he saw me, and then he said, yeah, I ran into some of your boys. I'm like, did they bother you at dinner, coach? He's like, nah, they were fine. They were good guys.
We may talk about that later on in the show, in that segment we just recorded. I'm not sure, but Kevin went up to him and was like, hey, and he's like, who are you?
yeah.
But
that was awesome. So then we're like, all right, so, coach, we're going to go sit down. We go through, and we're about to get in the court, and the guy goes, you can't get in the court. Not with those passes.
Oh.
So we were just like, okay, well, where do we sit? And he's like, figure that out. Not here. So we just went, and we're like homeless people looking at any empty seats in the arena, and we just sat there and waited to get kicked out.
Did they ever kick you out of seats?
Never.
Did you have good seats?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And, I mean, we started conservative and then slowly went down to, like, I think at one point we were 5 rows away from the court.
I'm not going to tell that story yet. I got a good story about sitting in seats. You're not. It'll come in a day when the person is completely cleared of it.
Oh.
I almost got into it. I stopped. Yeah, I stopped. So... Let's do the tittle-tattle, and then we got stuff to get into when it comes to basketball and football. All right, let's go.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle-tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
We saw some top teams go down during conference tournament weekend. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important are these tournaments when it comes to momentum going into the March Madness tournament in your mind?
3. Not very important at all. Tennessee was blown out by Mississippi State. They still got a 2 seed. I thought with that game, they may even have to suck it up and take a 3. Houston got blown out by Iowa State. I just think for these teams that have a chance to win it all, for the most part, that's already what they start to look at. Human nature. Like, we want to win this, but we don't want to get hurt. We want to win the whole thing. North Carolina lost to NC State. They still were a 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they came out a 1.
And Purdue lost to Wisconsin. Purdue came out a 1.
Yep.
So I'd say 3 out of 10. It's still fun to win, but I would say it really doesn't mean much. It don't mean much.
Huge for North Carolina State, because they probably wouldn't have gotten in the tournament without that win.
Yeah, which is probably why they won. Like,
but now they're exhausted.
Yes.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. What do you put more important, winning your tournament or resting before the big tournament?
I think win the tournament if you can. Don't get injured is what I would hope. I mean, because you have days off. I mean, you play on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You could play on Thursday. Or you can play on Friday, game. And also there, I would still say I'd like to win the tournament, but I'm not going to. I mean, I think it's just human nature. I think they wanted to win. But you also had these other teams, like a Mississippi State, like NC State, that were just fighting to get in the tournament.
Yeah.
And had to throw all caution to the wind. And if we get hurt, we get hurt. But if we don't win this game, we're out. So I would go 3 out of 10. Next.
Following Selection Sunday, which 1 seed do you see going down first?
UConn's a big favorite. And before the season started, I bet UConn, I bet a future on UConn.
Nice.
Yeah, which is going to pay pretty well, actually, because I bet it before the season started.
Yeah.
Going down first, I mean, I saw Arkansas beat Purdue in the final exhibition game of the year. They played it full like a game, and that's way early on. So, but even then, like, if you have no matchup to stop him, he's going to dominate the entire game, right? But Purdue always ends up sucking and losing early.
Yeah.
They just always not fair thing to say. They always do, though. We're doing our Calcutta tonight.
Yeah.
Are you in?
I'm mm-hmm. in.
Are you in?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's, last year you weren't in because you had like a dinner
or
something,
what happened?
Right?
I don't remember why. Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, why did I miss last year?
You're probably broke. It's all good.
Maybe. I finally got Wi-Fi at my place so I can do it now.
Are you still broke?
Nah, I mean,
you got a new house.
Yeah,
right?
I was gonna say now I'm broke. I'm broke again. Yes,
now your life broke.
Yes, like forever. Exactly.
I'd probably go just based on history, and if somebody can shut down Edie, basically it's one dude.
Purdue,
but he can win the game or he can lose the game. I'm still gonna go Purdue because they tend to crap out way, 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 way early. That's terrible. Purdue, they lost me so much money last year.
Oh, that's right. Didn't you pick them like first?
I bought them in Calcutta for like $500.
And
it was a disaster.
Watch them win it this year.
all right, next up.
Which team are you picking to win it all, and who is your biggest Cinderella?
UConn is the number one overall seed, obviously. So I feel like that's, even though I did pick them to win it all before the season started, I made 2 future bets on college basketball, and both are probably going to pay off big. UConn and Arkansas.
Down to one.
Yeah, down to one. But I don't want to be a loser and just pick the number one overall seed. I think Houston looks really good. I think Auburn got screwed in their seeding. They win the SEC tournament. They look who they beat. I mean, I think Auburn, and I was looking at some stats from, I like Auburn. I'm going to go with Auburn. One, we went there, so I'm a little biased.
Yeah.
But I can't help that. Like, I am what I am. Jahni Broome's a freaking dude out there.
And that other big man they have, 44?
Yeah, it's Jalen. Jalen Williams.
Oh, yeah, we were with him in the locker room.
We were him in the locker room, yeah.
He's, dude.
That's a different guy, but yeah, he's good.
No, he's back there too, though.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Not Jalen?
No, it's. I know who you're talking about. Number two. He's number two.
Oh.
Lefty.
Jalen Williams sat on the chair we were talking about. He went to do with his shirt off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That dude with his shirt off, I don't even know who that was, but it was like, I questioned everything about my masculinity. But, jeez. But Auburn finished fourth in KenPom overall. Listen to this. Wins the SEC tournament. They finished fourth in those weird KenPom ratings that weigh in who you play, how you play, where you play. And then they got a four seed against UConn in that same. Mm-hmm. That sucks. But I'm taking Auburn because they're going to beat UConn. Auburn's my team.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, then Auburn, then UConn should be your first out then, your first number one out, if that's going to happen. Well, unless Purdue loses in the first two rounds.
They could.
Yeah, okay.
It is Purdue.
It is Purdue. They could lose. They could lose in the play-in, not even playing it.
Yeah, exactly.
As far as the Cinderella, I don't know that. You know, UConn's playing Stetson, which is fun because it's Stetson's first ever NCAA tournament.
They beat him.
If they were playing Purdue, maybe, or Virginia. Virginia would often lose those games because they would play so slow, and if the matchup just wasn't right. But I mean, James Madison playing Wisconsin—that's a 12-5 that I could see going James Madison's way. But also the McNeese, Will Wade coaches there, and his press conference last year, Will Wade was like, oh, we're going to win. You know, we lost so many games. That is Will Wade's team, right? McNeese?
Yeah. They went like 3-30 and 30.
Yeah, and he's
like,
we're going to win. Yeah, we're going to flip that. And he said it in the press conference.
McNeese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're doing that. And Will Wade's a guy who got in trouble at LSU.
Yeah. Got fired or whatever.
So maybe McNeese, they're playing Gonzaga. Gonzaga's not as good as they were
previous
years. So I'm going to go McNeese.
What about Samford?
Him and his son. You know, I like them both.
Samford and son.
Let's go to the next one.
All right, last one here. NFL, after announcing his retirement over the weekend, is Aaron Donald the best defensive player of the past decade?
I think Aaron Donald, yes. Yes, but I would also put in that mix a couple. You can't say best and put more than one, but I'm going to tell you who I think is just, and I've only really been on him because I'm watching clips on TikTok because he played for a bad team, was Luke Kuechly.
Yeah.
Dude, he was freaking awesome. And had he been on any team other than the Panthers, he'd be one of the biggest names, period, in the history of defense in football. Dude, he was awesome. You got to get to see these players talk about him.
Yeah.
So, you know, TJ Watt, I think, now has overcome JJ Watt for me on just being dominant. Because you see the Steelers, when he's in, they can win games. When he's not, he doesn't, regardless of who the quarterback is. But I think you have JJ Watt, you know, Luke Kuechly. But probably, I'm still going to go yes. I watched a clip of Aaron Donald in college tackle on an option, the quarterback and the running back at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Hilarious. He's like, I'll just take them both.
Why not?
But yeah, I would go yes to that. There you go. That is the Tittle Tattle. The stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff Kevin. 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. And a lot of action there will be this coming up week. I've already been looking through it. Remember this, and I got to go because I got it from a good source. On the over-unders, I believe the move is to bet the unders in the first round.
Oh.
Just generally.
Because they're overly optimistic.
Because everybody's a little tight. I did it last year all across the board.
I see what you're saying.
Like I bet like 10 games, all the unders. So I guess I didn't go full board, but I went in and I just bet the under on every game because both teams start off, everybody's nervous. So that's going to be the tip that I have right now. We'll be back with our other show on Thursday or so. But that's what I want to say to look at now. And somebody very prominent in the line setting world told me that. And it worked out. I think I went like 7-3 or something last year.
Wow, that's awesome.
Which is pretty cool.
You did. Yeah, I remember you doing well.
It wasn't even me. It was like, I got an idea. Somebody just told me, so I did it.
Well, we learned from you, so did you.
But I learned from other people. Okay. No. If you want to take the 25 Whistles Parlay too, we're going to have it coming up later on this week. You can check it out at DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states. But age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So I have my bracket and I'm not going to do the whole thing where we walk through the bracket all the way through, but I will say Kentucky has got a really good draw, and they did lose in the tournament. I'm just not going to put anything into that. And they have been like Purdue, where they've sucked postseason for the last 3, 4, 5 years. Like, it's been terrible. Like, losing first round or second round is what it feels like. So, but Kentucky's got a pretty good draw. Auburn got screwed because if Auburn wins that, they'll play San Diego State UAB winner. They can win that. And then they'll have to play UConn.
Yeah.
And then down, it's Iowa State as the two. And I think whomever comes out, because that's the weakest two. So I like whomever wins that UConn-Auburn game, which is probably Auburn in my opinion, getting through. But who cares what I like? And who, I don't know anything.
I know. That's
especially
what
when it comes to
wife.
Brackets. It's like, what do you mean to say? I don't
I'm
know
like,
anything.
Our five-year-old is going to win this thing.
Yeah. I do like Auburn. I like Kentucky's. They play Oakland first. Then they play the winner of NC State, Texas Tech, which I think they can handle. Then they play the winner of probably Marquette and Florida. And I think they match up well with Marquette, although Marquette's been playing well.
Yeah.
Kentucky then plays probably Houston in the Elite Eight. I mean, I think Kentucky looks – and I, again, I'm super biased to SEC schools because I've watched way more of them. But I think Kentucky's poised to make that run. TCU did make it. Our boys from TCU.
Yeah.
Access. They got a 9
seed.
Yeah,
I picked them to win the first round for sure.
They're playing Utah State. Hopefully they win that first round game, and they get to go play Purdue, and that should be the game that Purdue sucks it up and loses.
Mm-hmm.
What are you pointing at?
Just going down.
Oh, going down. I thought you were like, they're playing here in our studio.
No, no, they're down. Going down.
Yeah. So, for the playing games, who cares? I hate that they don't let the teams that automatically qualify play in the tournament.
Yeah.
They should put in the playing games the four at-larges who got in because somebody said you're good enough to get in. I don't like that they put the teams that win their tournament and it's like, this is a big deal. And now we're going to go play in the play-in game that may get us in the tournament.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I wish they would fix that. But I do have a situation for us four here. Because what's life without a little game?
Come on.
A little competition. Not even going to be money. So we're not going to put $20 up and do a tournament bracket. How boring is that? Everybody does that crap.
Yeah, everyone's doing that.
So we're going to have our own March Madness game here on 25 Whistles between us four here on the show. Mike, you can get into it too, but you just don't usually hop in a bunch of games.
Okay, I want to.
You do want?
Yeah.
Nice.
Perfect. Let's go.
Let's do it.
So, first of all, you're minus one if you're any ethnicity other than white. Okay. Whoa, well, Mike walks into a game where he's like, oh man. JK. That's only because Mike got in it here.
Back in time. Okay.
We're playing Tournament Challenge from the 50s. All right. So, what's going to happen is we each pick a team, one team. Whichever team loses first.
Oh, man.
Of all of our games. That person has to bake a cake for every other member of the show. Full documentation.
Hilarious.
And the cake must be specifically made based on the interests and likes of the other members of the show.
Okay.
So if your team loses first, you'll have to bake now, because Mike's in, it's good, four cakes.
Jeez.
And like for Eddie's cake, maybe you put a Dallas Cowboys star on it.
That'd be nice.
And you got to... You got to really try. And your wife can't do it. You got to have documentation of you doing it.
I'm a great baker.
Perfect. Ooh. So, that being said, if you pick a number one seed, it's a little more dangerous. Now, you can pick a one seed, but if they lose, you have to bake the cakes for everybody on the show, and you have to give two listeners of ours that will end up calling up on both episodes after the tournament, a full body massage in the studio.
What? We don't even know who they are.
We don't even know who they are.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
We'll invite them up, bring the table up, and you have to do a full body massage during the show, and we'll just take a random caller. We're not going to screen them if they want to come up.
Oh, no.
That's a Trucker Joe shows up.
That's if you take a number one seed. Okay?
Okay.
So, everybody, what I want you to do is look at the bracket now. If you want to pull it up.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you good?
I'm not even looking at these number ones. I don't care about them.
It's not worth it to me to pick a number one. I'm going to be honest.
No.
It's not worth it.
Heck no. I'll make a cake all day. I ain't giving somebody a massage.
And if two people lose the same, like if it's a Thursday, Friday, same round, we'll come back and do a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Some kind of tiebreaker situation.
Is it multiple cakes or just one case that's...
It's if I lose, my team goes out first, I got to bake four cakes.
Oh my.
One for each of you.
Okay.
And no one can double up on teams, right? Everyone has
to. We're not going to double up on teams. So what I want everybody to do is mark their first team and their second team.
Okay.
And then we'll do it that way. Mike, if you can give us some hold music.
Mm-hmm. One moment, please.
Thank you very much. The problem is, like with a team like Kentucky, who I like, they suck every year.
They do.
I know. I wanted to go to Tennessee, but they're going to get blown out too.
Kentucky's got an easy little path, though.
It looks, but we've thought that the last couple years,
I
too.
Know. Remember that guy at the game? What was he telling us? There's your champion right there.
Yeah, dude.
Who?
Going all the
Some
way.
Guy at the bar?
To Auburn or
no,
Auburn?
Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. Okay.
All right, I think I got it.
I mean, I'm not touching a one seed. I like every...
Not even, dude.
I'm ready.
Oof. Reed, are you in?
I'm ready.
Mike, are you in?
I am in.
How many of you guys went with the two seed?
I did.
Yep.
Three.
One of them is.
One of yeah, your first pick.
Oh, my first pick? No. Yeah.
Okay. Mike, is yours a two seed?
No.
First pick? Okay. My first pick is a two seed. Okay.
So who goes first?
Well, let me ask us three will go in a second. Mike, who do you have?
I'm going with Texas.
Oh, buddy.
A seven.
Yeah.
Hey, go to the store. Start buying cake mix.
Yep. Get it ready, Mike.
Get some flour.
Hey, preheat that oven right now.
Blue frosting because I am going to want the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm not saying that because that gets Eddie in trouble all the time. Be like, this is easy.
This is what you guys say. Oh, yeah, you're out. No?
Okay.
So. And they got Tennessee. They can beat Tennessee.
Mike's going with Texas. Okay. Reed, since you don't have a two seed, what did you pick as your first pick?
I picked Auburn.
Okay. Auburn is Reed's team.
What are these question marks on here?
If anybody else picks the other ones, I feel like those have a chance.
I thought I was like, don't know that school. I'd like to look it up later.
Colgate, man. That's my favorite toothpaste.
Okay, but I have a 2-seed.
So do I.
I did too.
I wonder if we have the same 2-seed.
Does it start with the letter A?
What does yours start with?
Yep.
Okay, I have Tennessee.
Oh.
Okay.
So
we might have the same one, Kevin.
Tennessee is my pick.
Okay.
And so you two are both going to have Arizona. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to figure out a way for you not to have it. So let's go to Eddie. Who's your second pick? And Kevin, tell me your second picks.
Oh, it's kind of forced on that one.
Marquette.
No, okay. Gosh. I have Marquette as my second.
Okay, I'm going to pick a number here.
No one went Kentucky, though, huh?
I know.
1 through 50. I'm going to write a number down. Whoever's closest gets their
Arizona.
They're Arizona. Okay, Eddie?
Give me 14.
Kevin?
21.
The number is 31.
Boom.
Now he gets it.
Kevin, you have Arizona.
Dang, dude. Good job.
And now, Eddie, you can pick whomever you want.
Yeah, I'll just go Marquette. That was my number two. Marquette's got a nice little easy road down there. Yeah, I think they end up beating Kentucky, so let's go.
And they're good in tournament.
Oh, man, I'd switch to Kentucky.
Last year they made a run.
Yeah. Well, Shaka Smart. Mm-hmm. We got this. We've been there before.
The problem with Tennessee, which makes this not that interesting, is that if they both win, Mike and I will play first, like way early.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. I'll keep Tennessee because I like them. But for sake of the game, I'd probably go over to Kentucky as a 3 just so we don't play each other and it's not eliminated early.
You should do that.
Is that okay with you? I mean, Kentucky,
I definitely. Because then it'd be done after the first weekend no matter what, right?
Yeah.
So you want to change?
It's stupid because Kentucky sucks. I don't entertain. I don't even like Kentucky. Okay, I'll go Kentucky. Just for that, I think that makes them a bit better. Right, I think Kentucky can make a run anyway. They just screwed me over.
Okay. God, I wanted Arizona.
So whomever's team loses first has to bake 4 cakes. There are no massages because nobody picked the 1-seed.
No. I thought Reed was going to do one for a second.
Are you kidding me?
Is the winner going to get anything? Like whoever makes it the longest?
I mean, we can figure that out later.
Yeah, get a cake, dude. You get to eat the cake.
No, I know. But everyone else does too.
Yeah, but we can figure that out after the first, whenever somebody loses.
Yeah. This is fun, dude.
This is humiliation more than it is, what do you win? A cake, you know? All right, there you go. By the way, pretty crazy, the Steelers. Like, they have 2 quarterbacks now.
Yeah, what's going on over there? Yeah.
Well, they just didn't have to pay anything for the either one of them. $1 million for Russell Wilson. I mean, they have to now decide if they're going to take Fields' option, use him, re-sign him. It's going to cost a lot more. But, I mean, they basically got 2 quarterbacks for nothing.
Yeah.
That 6th-round pick that they got that they gave up for Fields turns into a 4th if Fields plays. There's like a play. But look at the Steelers bringing in 2 quarterbacks.
That's like when you go to Costco and you're like, oh, man, that's what a deal. And then you get home and you're like, what am I going to do with all these paper plates?
Hey, I would say that with memorabilia with me.
Same thing.
What am I going to do with all this memorabilia? Long Beach State is going to the NCAA tournament, which is hilarious.
Where are they at?
Have you guys seen the story?
No.
Yeah.
So Long Beach State reaches the NCAA tournament with their head coach who was fired 5 days before. Yes. They fired the coach and let him coach out the conference tournament, and he won it.
No way. So is he staying? He's staying for the rest of the year?
He's going to coach this tournament.
Okay. That's awesome.
But they're the 49ers. They clinched their tournament bid on Saturday with a 74-70 win over UC Davis in the Big West Championship game. The game and the win came only 5 days after firing head coach Dan Monson. Long Beach State opted to have Monson coach the team for the remainder of the season, which figured to be only the Big West tournament. And they played a little bit over 500, but not much, and they had lost 5 in a row. They'll face off against number 2 Arizona, but it doesn't matter. It's hilarious. He won the conference tournament after he was fired.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah. Justice for Dan.
Yeah,
Justice
Dan.
Justice for Dan.
Justice for Dan. Other than that, let's do this. The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here in DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BobbySports. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BobbySports. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Here we go. Top 10 most expensive signed memorabilia items. Number 10, a LeBron James 2003-04 Exquisite Collection rookie card signed. It sold for $5.2 million. Jeez. That's crazy that a card... Wow. I thought it was going to be like LeBron's pubes.
Right. Fingernail.
Do they have that?
Like they sprinkled it on a card, a few cards.
That's disgusting.
I know, but I didn't know it was just going to be a card.
A special added piece yes. to this one.
Babe Ruth, 1920.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yankees jersey sold for $5.64 million.
Dang, that's so
cool. In 2019.
Cool.
It's crazy that LeBron's card only sold for $5.2. If that Babe Ruth jersey only sold for $5.6. Only $400,000
right.
difference.
You're right. And everyone knows Babe Ruth. I guess everyone knows LeBron, but.
Authenticate something from 100 years ago.
Crazy. Kobe Bryant, his 07-08 Lakers jersey. He wore this gold-colored jersey for 25 games. $5.8 million. It's rare for game-worn items to be sold that were so frequently used, but he scored 645 points of his 2,400 points that year in that jersey. Mm. 2023, it sold for $5.8 million.
They use the same jersey?
What do you mean?
Like so,
every
like,
game, they don't wear a new jersey but, unless they give it away or tear it.
Well, like Arkansas. Like we've gone to a few Arkansas games, yep. and I feel like they've had different jerseys every time we go. Like the Slobbering Hog that they used the other yeah. day, I saw them use that in another game. I don't know, like,
but I think you're missing here what it's saying. It's not saying 25 games in a row, but if they're wearing the purple and gold with some sort of over, and they wear that, you know, he wore for the 42 times they used that jersey, 25 gotcha. Of those, he had the same jersey.
Gotcha.
So it's not the same one every time.
Yeah.
There are three or four different versions of a jersey. But even then, back then, it wasn't so common to have so many jerseys. But all I know is he wore it for 25 games.
That's pretty cool.
Of his MVP. That's pretty cool. Muhammad Ali, Rumble in the Jungle, the belt. Mm. $6.2 million.
Oh, his actual belt?
The heavyweight tie, the belt.
Is it signed or no? Can you sign that?
Yes.
What do you mean, can you sign
because that? I tried to buy Bill Goldberg's championship belt. He signed.
Oh. Doesn't it get passed around, though? You know what I mean?
I think you have your own.
They make you a new one, basically. Okay.
But wouldn't somebody want to keep that? Like, wouldn't his...
You would, unless you're going to get $6 million for it, and you need the money for some reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, life comes
Did
at
they
you.
Sell it after he passed away?
Perhaps boxing's most famous moment starred its most famous fighter, Muhammad Ali and George Foreman, 1974. Ali was universally considered an underdog against Foreman. Ali let Foreman know lots of punches early, thinking it would tire out the overconfident title holder. Ali then knocked Foreman out in the eighth round. NFL owner Jim Irsay won the title belt at a 2022 Heritage Auctions bidding war. It doesn't say much else. I doubt it was signed.
The Colts owner won that?
He has everything. He has a museum, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number six, a Babe Ruth rookie card from 1914. So cool. I'm surprised the rookie card would be worth more than the jersey. Babe Ruth, $7.2 million in 2023. Wow, they had sold this card at one point in shares. And
multiple owners?
Right before this guy bought it, yeah. They had sold it. It went for $6 million, and a bunch of people got together and bought it. And so it was like in shares to those people. Yeah. And then they all sold it for $7.2 million.
Where do you keep it?
Yes,
probably a like, bank, like a vault or something.
Oh.
Well, that sucks. You can't show that one off.
Yeah.
Like, can't be in your living room in a case where everyone that comes over gets to see it.
Maybe it gets passed on like Stanley Cup, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
Hannes Wagner, the most famous card ever of my life is the Hannes Wagner card. It's the one that looks like a postage stamp.
But what was he, a pitcher?
I think he played a bunch of positions, but...
And a mailman.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he played everywhere back then.
It's funny because I don't know much.
Yeah, and he also delivered mail and...
Oh, really?
Made
he was a mailman?
Yeah, they did everything.
Milkman.
They weren't paid enough
back then.
They
did everything, dude. Well,
they were in movies. They lived their life.
Yeah.
Hannes Wagner's T206 baseball card. It used to be in the back of a cigarette pack. What's it say?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, dude, I mean...
What's the grade of that card?
A two?
Yeah, it's so old.
Yeah. Lionel Messi, set of six. 2022 World Cup match-worn shirts. A set of six went for $7.8 million.
You know, Kevin just saw him.
Yeah.
Play?
Yeah. Here in Nashville. It was unbelievable. He's just, like, chilling out
there. Was he so much better than everybody else?
Oh, yeah. He just walks around, and then he'll just, out of nowhere, snap of the finger, turn it on, kick the ball, and then walk around some more, and it's just so much better.
That's one thing that... Everyone I've talked to that has seen him play says the same thing, that he doesn't really run a lot unless the ball is getting to him.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about soccer to be like, well, he's tired or showing off or old or that's what he's always done. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
either. You'll
know, like in person, when you watch him, everyone's like, you know, running around everywhere and he's just chilling. And then when he gets the ball, he's better than everybody.
Well, like LeBron now, he doesn't play four quarters of hardcore ball anymore.
Yeah.
He definitely picks his shots, still scores 22, 25, depending, unless they really need him. I wonder if that's how Messi is. He's a little older now, still amazing, but I wonder if Messi's LeBron in that LeBron knows he's not going to go the entire game playing as hard as he can.
There's no point. And Messi scored a goal when I was there.
Really? He did?
Oh, yeah.
Is it easy to him? Does he just fly by these guys?
I mean, he just took it and, you could tell he's just chilling out there. And then his teammates will turn over the ball or something, and he'll just be like, he'll put his head down like, gosh.
You idiot.
I'm going back to Argentina.
Number three, collection of Michael Jordan sneakers. A set of six individual sneakers worn by NBA champion Michael Jordan sold for $8 million. It broke the record for the most expensive game-worn sneakers ever sold. These were worn during Jordan's championship-winning games in 91, 92, 93, 96, 97, and 98.
That's sick.
A set of six individual sneakers. So it's only one of each shoe?
Oh.
I mean, listen to this again. Not
pairs, individual sneakers.
Yeah,
it looks like just one of each.
One of each.
So then who gets the other one?
They may not all be together. They may have to break those brothers and sisters up. Oh. Like, people could buy them individually.
Yeah, make more money that
way. For $1 million. But this one they sold together. I don't know that that's true.
But that makes sense.
But I don't think
they're different. One's a left, one's a right, some are signed.
Yeah. I guess my point is I don't think there's a mirror to that. The other side are being sold together. Somebody may have one. Because what you could have done is, like, when a boxer wins, like, three championship belts, and then it becomes he's now the unified champion. Somebody could have had, like, two of them and sought out singles of the other four. Now they had six.
No.
But
yeah.
But nobody else has all six together. But that's just a story I made up.
I believe
even know that's true.
I believe
I would think if there were another six, that would be a story too. Number two, because Michael Jordan was number three. Number two, 1998 Michael Jordan NBA Finals Chicago Bulls jersey, $10.1 million.
Wow, that's so much money.
That's crazy.
Signed, right?
Perhaps amazingly, for a record-setting piece of game-worn clothing, Jordan wore this in a Game 1 loss.
Wow.
It's the highest price ever paid for a game-worn jersey.
Dang. So where are the other ones?
I know.
Like, where are these other game-worn jerseys around that series?
If they, like, took the numbers off of them and recycled them.
Because
back then, he's a star, but who knows what? I'm sure every single jersey he ever wore wasn't saved somewhere.
Take the numbers and the name off?
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, this year we're going a different color. Let's peel off this. Save some money.
Sure.
Number one. Take a guess.
Hmm.
There's a lot. You won't guess it right. You might, but you know it's a major star, American. I wouldn't throw soccer at you.
I'm gonna go Tiger Woods.
Okay. I just want the artist. I don't need you to guess.
That's so good. Yeah. Tiger Woods would be really good.
The artist. Just give me the athlete.
Hey, they are also artists. I'm going to go with another Babe Ruth.
Okay. It's Mickey Mantle.
Oh, I was going to go with Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, sure.
Mickey Mantle. No,
it was.
1952 Topps rookie card sold for $12.6 million in 2021.
Oh.
Dang.
That's a very iconic card. We're showing it here, but that one I recognize. Yeah. One of the most iconic baseball cards ever. A legendary New York Yankees outfielder. The mint condition card. What's that grade, Mike?
9.5. So it's near mint.
Wow. The mint condition card at the Hall of Fame auction sold for $12.6 million.
What year, I'm sorry, was that card?
1952.
So, and then Honest Wagner, that's like way older, right?
Yeah, I think that's like 1920s. Wait, 1911.
Yeah, the last game he played in said 1917.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, yeah. America's pastime.
Shortstop, right field. And
that's because the Clean Living Wagner had the card stopped in 1911 because they were on cigarettes. So he didn't want his card on cigarettes. So it had to be before 1911 or before.
Cigarettes.
What if you still had that pack of cigarettes?
Cigarettes weren't even like that bad back then.
No.
No, but I mean, they weren't for kids. Like, it's so funny.
That would be like, I want to take mine off Skittles.
Yeah.
And people be like, Skittles? Everybody has Skittles. They're just candy. But then later on, we realized Skittles were killing us all.
You know? They were?
Yeah, they were.
Damn Skittles.
That's the most ever. I want to open my new memorabilia real quick. So this is what I bought from Reed on the show. Reed, how much did I give you?
$260.
For all this?
No, there's still one more jersey coming.
Oh, what's coming?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. You don't know, because you don't know what this is?
No, I don't know what any of those are.
All right, this.
Okay, what is that?
I don't know. It looks like a Panthers jersey, which, by the way,
does that say Thompson?
Yes. Yeah. This is a... Oh, it's Shaq Thompson.
Shaq Thompson.
Number 54.
It's a big dude.
It's extra. Yeah, it's like five X's. Signed.
Lay it on the table. Oh, man, that might be game worn.
Do not. It might be like, like practice worn. Yeah. Smell it.
Practice worn.
Okay. Next up.
That looks like Bills. Yeah.
This is somebody who just traded teams.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Reed got me. See, he got me at a high price. Zach Moss.
Yeah. That's cool, Jerry.
Is that also really big?
But Zach Moss, where is he now? He just went to Cincinnati. No?
Yep.
Is it Cincinnati?
Yeah, because they released Mixon.
And Mixon went to the Texans. It's just a lot of moving.
I wanted a kind of a whole list of all that.
Crazy week.
All right, Zach Moss.
But he was on the Colts, Zach Moss, too.
Yeah, and that looks like a Bills jersey.
Yeah.
This is a Bills jersey.
Unless that's a Patriots Randy Moss.
Whoa!
It's not.
Number 20. I don't think so, dude.
Practice jersey.
Okay, here is...
Oh, that's sweet.
A...
Seahawks.
Another authentic Jackson Smith and Jigba. Number 11.
This dude's a stud.
That's pretty cool.
That's a cool jersey.
And then finally, from this package, there's a jerk... No, there's two things missing then.
Oh, yeah, I guess there is. What is that?
Well, look at that, Reed.
The Dan Marino Funko is not here yet.
I thought that's what that was.
Oh, no. This one is another jersey. It is a Devin A-Chain. Authentic. I got like nine A-Chain.
I was going to say, don't you have one?
Huh?
I was going to say, don't you have
one? Wait, who corrected me last time? Was it you?
A-Chain,
A-Chain?
Yeah.
I was like you. I was like, yeah, man, A-Chain, he's really good. And they're like, it's called A-Chain.
I watched him play Texas A&M. They always call
I know.
A-Chain.
Remember like halfway through his rookie year, they were like, the announcers were like, by the way, he wants us to know.
Oh, is that A-Chain. Right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like a TikTok I just saw of Denzel saying his name is actually Denzel. Denzel?
That's hilarious.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he's like, it's okay.
Or everyone. It's Chad Kroeger from Nickelback who's like, it's actually Chad Krug. We're like, when did it?
Yeah.
Whatever. So
like, we made it this far, dude. Who cares?
Right. Just go
best
with it.
Best one yet to come.
Dan Marino Funko.
The one he sold you on isn't even here.
Yeah. The one that I really was looking for.
Yeah, I lied.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Last night, I got on Dorm Dudes. And Reed's, he's like, I'll do the breaks for you, man.
It honestly, it's the best thing because I don't spend the money because he pays me, but it feels like yeah. I'm doing it.
Yeah, that's
like,
cool.
I am not trying to do breaks. I'm already done. Like, I don't even sit at home and go, like, I'm going to do some breaks. I have too much stuff now because we're doing this show and we're building an eBay page. Like, we're moving forward with all of what this experiment and this show is. And so I get on and Dorm Dude's like, there are 6 boxes left. And two of them are there's Tom Brady in 2 of these because of the 20, there are always 2 Tom Brady's in the 20. And the Tom Brady's, if you could get one of those, they're worth like $4,000. They're almost impossible to get.
But two left and how many were?
Out of 6. Like, out of 6. Yeah, like a 1 in 3 shot.
Great odds.
So they're worth like $4,000. Plus there's 2 other things in the box too if you hit it. But you have to, so it's called Dome. It's hard to get. They don't always do just all teams. And it's almost impossible just to wait for the bucks and grab it. And sometimes it's not even a buck, it's a Patriot. And sometimes, so I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to choose wisely. I'm going to dome a box, which means I'm going to take the whole box. So it costs $2,000 to dome a box.
Jeez.
Now, I'm thinking,
just wait.
All I have to do is hit this, a Tom Brady, and I've made $2,000.
Right.
And it's a, again, there are 2 of them of 6 left. So there's 1 in 3. I got a 1 in 3 shot.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I'll put $2,000 in for a 1 in 3 shot at a Tom Brady. Otherwise, it's other really good stuff in these Goldies too. All authentic helmets, jerseys. So I go, boom.
And you can't just pick Bucks and Patriots?
That's a different thing.
Okay.
You can't do that because you have to do that in the break with, and every team's offered and you have to beat people to them.
Got it.
Almost impossible. Because everybody's waiting for it. And as soon as it goes, boop, you just, it's luck of the draw.
First clicker.
Yes.
Got it.
And so I order. So boom, I go. I have videos. So that because I was going to show you guys my celebration. So it's like, all right, let's go. And so I pick the number 10, and here we go. They pull it out, and all of a sudden, the first thing that comes out is a jersey, and they unzip it, and it's a Josh Allen signed game jersey.
Oh.
And I'm like, freaking cool. Because I want right off that Tom Brady helmet, man.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen jersey. Do you want to hear a little bit of this? Here we go. This is me.
It's open. Hey, don't look at the bottom of the box either.
And they don't want to see it either. They're opening it in real time too, because they don't want it to.
We're not going to look at any of the items.
And they don't look at the items, but when you pull it out on the bottom of the box, it tells you what was in there on the inside of it.
Yes, sir. Guys, don't forget, there's also a new Goldie Pick Your Team Live as well.
Oh, and I'm like, I just paid $2,000. Looking for one Tom Brady.
It's the pin item right now. It is the pin item. I can't look. I'm not going to look, chat.
They're grabbing
the
bag.
Helmet.
There's the helmet he's pulling out.
There's the jersey.
All still wrapped.
We're not looking. I don't know who this is. I don't know who this is, and I don't know who this is. No idea. Bobby, are you ready, man?
Personal, it's tense.
Personal purchase.
$2,000.
You ready, Bobby?
Yes.
Here we go, chat.
Opens up the jersey.
On the jersey. A Josh Allen Nike Vapor Elite cuff sleeve.
So there you go. There's the jersey. And the jersey itself is like $400 without even the autograph.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome. So like the price online, if you were to sell it, it's like $1,000.
Okay.
So like I get half of it right there. If I get Tom Brady a helmet, I'm quitting.
Yeah.
I'm quitting radio, podcast, everything. I've never seen a Josh Allen with the cuff sleeves. I'm tense.
I've never seen that. That's a first ever. Cuff Puckered. Sleeves. There we go. Guys, the Brady still could be the helmet. Still could be the helmet.
Let's go with that dome.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Still could be the helmet, guys.
Next up.
Still a beautiful ball right there. That's a great fold there. Great fold.
Okay. Now they're complimenting their folding on the...
Okay, I thought that was a term for something.
Now they're folding the jersey back up.
Okay.
And so here we go. And everybody's in the chat's like, oh my God, pay $2,000. We hope it's a Brady. Pretty supportive. They go to the bag for the helmet, okay?
They're saying no because that Josh Allen pull. Here we go. What will it be?
Two quarterbacks on average per box, chat.
Yep.
Two quarterbacks on average.
I don't know.
I love the music.
Doesn't look like Brady, but
someone just asked
it is
that.
A Kirk Cousins.
Wow.
The Kirk Cousins signed helmet, right?
Okay.
Worth like $500.
Oh.
And then the other one was a mini helmet. And I was like.
Is it a Vikings helmet?
Yeah. It was. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, God dang. So now there's a 2-in-5 shot. And I just paid $2,000 for that one. And I probably lost, when I sell it back, probably lost $300 or $400 in that box.
Sure.
Because the other thing was a Ray Lewis signed mini helmet, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doing another one. Let's do another $2,000.
Another dome?
Oh, my gosh.
Get that dome.
I'm doming it. That's what they say. So here we go. I don't hear any audio.
He's doming a personal.
Oh, here we go.
That's up to you. Should we show the one with the badge what number it is?
So they let you pick a number. All the boxes are there. They don't pick the number. I do. Here we go.
No, this is a second. This is a second.
$2,000 for a second box. If I had a Brady, I'm back in the money.
This
here we
is
go.
A second, currently.
Hey, my song's Kickstart. Go, yes, Clover's going.
Let's fast forward a little bit.
Drop them Clover number 7.
And are you doing this or is Reed doing this?
No, I'm watching for
okay,
sure.
Okay, just watching. Okay.
Yeah, Reed's watching. Okay. I paid him through. I was like $2,000. I don't trust. TikTok shop doesn't work anyway. So I'm just going to PayPal the. You know.
Jackson, he's going to look at the box. I missed the counter. So I said, what was it?
Here we go.
Man, I believe. No Tom Brady. Brady.
That first one's no Tom Brady. But there's 2 out of 5 left.
Kirk Cousins, that's right. We did Kirk
2 out of 5, almost 50%.
I was surprised about the Kenny Pickett.
Okay, they pull it out. Let's go to the jersey.
Jeff says, man.
Here we go. Unzips it.
For the jersey. Looks like Emmitt Smith.
Oh, he is.
Might be going to Eddie for his birthday again.
Let's go.
It ain't.
Cody, it's in the shop, man.
So it's in the shop. Big Emmitt Smith, right there. Authentic. And I'm like, that's cool. I own with Tom Brady though.
Yeah.
Because the Emmitt jersey's like $500. Yeah.
Really?
Bucks.
That's it.
Priceless, man.
Or priceless.
I don't know, man. You
so we're going to the helmet. We're going to the helmet.
Okay.
Add it to the birthday game for Eddie.
Shut up. Eddie's not getting it.
That's what I'm talking about, dorm right dude. There.
Eddie's not getting it.
Bobby's won that Brady. Everybody wants to see the Brady. Hey, that's a pretty good fold. Take that right
2-in-5, boys. You ready?
And now for the helmet. There's got to be there's two Bradys left. What are the odds?
What?
Back-to-back Steelers.
What?
Really? This better be Big Ben.
God,
it's not Brady.
Yeah, I don't want to see another Kenny Pickett. Don't show me Kenny.
It looks like it is Big Ben.
Oh. No, it's a little better than that, honestly.
That's Terry Bradshaw.
That's cool.
Authentic Terry Bradshaw.
Okay, that's cool.
But still not a Patriot, and I'm still probably down a bit. And the mini helmet was a John Elway.
Okay.
So I'm like, God dang, I put $4,000 in here. If I can still hit the Brady.
Oh, you did it again.
It's 2 out of 4. It's 50%.
Yeah, it's getting better.
And I'm like, if I can still hit the Brady, I'm still going to make money because I'm going to get 2 other good things too. So I go, give me another one.
I'm stressing.
Here we go.
7. That's 7.
Here we go.
I picked the number.
In
my third one. I'm 6,000 in.
Dude, I'm stressing.
I just need a Brady helmet.
He's loving it.
Clover's in the chat.
If I bring a Brady helmet with all that stuff, I've made like $1,500. It's 2 out of 4 right now. All I got to say is 2 out of 4, 50%.
Here we go.
Let's go to unzip, uncut.
There's so much hype with these guys. I love it.
I know.
It.
Well, because the boxes are $2,000 boxes.
Yeah.
Okay, helmet. Jersey, here we go. Jersey.
Oh, it's Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice.
Nice.
That's awesome.
The Jerry Rice.
Oh my God.
Authentic 75th anniversary.
Hall of Fame 2020. Jerry Rice.
Hall of Fame.
And the Hall of Fame 2020. That is cool. I'm dyslexic. With the 75-year anniversary patch on it. Beautiful.
So it's cool. I'd be super excited, but I want the freaking Tom Brady.
Yeah. We're here for one reason.
Let's go. This one right here.
Come on.
Two out of four. I got to hit it. Maybe I can hit two. Who knows? Here we go. He's opening it up.
What? On earth? Bobby says no Steelers. Well, it's not Steelers, Bobby, but man.
Is that the Dolphins?
I think that's Dan Marino.
No.
It's
Tua. Tua. Authentic Tua. So now I spent $6,000.
Okay. No. Okay. Okay.
Oh, no.
I was 50%. And I'm like, I can't go this far and not do another one.
Oh, my gosh. He went again.
Because there's two out of three.
8,000.
There's two out of three. There's a Brady and two out of three.
Come on.
And so I'm like, let's go. Do another one.
Load it up again.
Hey, in the meantime, you're getting some good stuff in there. Not the Brady. But you're getting some good stuff
in there. Yes, and I did all the math on it. I can tell you kind of where it fell out. But because, listen, we're about to – never mind. Here we go. All I'm trying to do – I'm 6,000 in it. Now I'm like one more. Eight. That's the last one that we're going to let anybody dome is what they say. So I'm like, let's go. I want the Brady. Because if two out of three, another two – I'd say I need to do it, even if it's uncomfortable.
Okay.
So here we go. At this point, they want me to win because they're like, you've been chasing this, paying all this money.
They've already been paid. They're good.
Here we go. Open the box. I pick the number. They don't pick the number. I pick the number. Undo the box. This is my $8,000 in. They go. They pull out the jersey and the helmet. You guys ready?
Yeah.
For the jersey.
Oh, it's Jerry.
Wait, that's the same one?
Yeah. You get two Jerry Rices.
Oh, no. I played the same video. So okay.
Two Jerry Rices.
Dang, I was like, that'd be cool. I'd like to have two Jerry Rices. Okay, here's the last one that I have a video. Because then, wait, I went berserk. Here we go. Here we go. $8,000 in.
Oh, gosh.
Bags out, helmets out. They're about to open them.
All right, and for the jersey. For the jersey, we have a Davante Adams for the Raiders.
Nice.
There we go.
Yeah, all right.
At least something different.
I feel like we have that one.
Different. I'd rather have expensive and like cool.
Davante Adams right there on the Raiders.
We got two out of three to be a Tom Brady helmet.
Come on.
There are three boxes left. Two's got to be a Brady helmet.
I need that so much.
I'm all bummed like it's my money right now.
Here we go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shane's getting hype in the chat. Love to see that. We got the, what do they call the Bengals? What do they call this? The white
Joe
Burrow.
You didn't get Brady.
Dude, how is that not? How is that happening?
The two boxes, the last two boxes of their entire set, and I was picking the numbers, were Brady's.
What the?
And they wouldn't do any other personals because that just means you're buying it. You know it's Brady.
Yeah.
So they made it had to go to a bid. Thing. Yeah. Reed and I watched, and the next one was Patriots signed Tom Brady.
Oh my!
Like military appreciation helmet.
Shut up.
That is crazy, dude.
Yeah, and then I turned it off, and I was like, I just now.
Let's do the numbers. Did we lose money? We didn't lose money.
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, probably a little bit.
Yeah.
So I did the numbers all in. I sent this to Reed last night. Authentic helmets. I have Terry Bradshaw, Joe Burrow, Tua, and Kirk Cousins, Miami. What do you think the most expensive was when I averaged like five of them on the internet?
Of the helmets?
Of those four. Say them again.
Terry Bradshaw.
Bradshaw, Burrow, Tua, Kirk Cousins.
Bradshaw.
I'll go Burrow.
Burrow by far.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Burrow one was like $1,400 or something. Yeah. The white Bengals helmet.
Yeah.
Bradshaw was at like $600.
Hey. He was probably second, right?
Tua was at like.
Yeah.
No, Kirk Cousins was. The Viking was still like $500.
Really? Kirk, man.
Yeah.
And money making Kirk.
I know. Big chain Kirk.
And then Tua was like $400 or $500, right? Yeah. Jersey Authentics, Davante Adams, Josh Allen, Jerry Rice, Emmitt Smith. What do you think the most expensive was?
Jerry Rice.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen by far.
Wow.
By far. By far. Like $1,000. Jerry Rice and Emmitt Smith. And Jerry was a bit more than Emmitt's. Jerry's was like $600. Emmitt's was like $400. Davante Adams was like $150.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and the mini helmets, because I got four of those. I didn't, and they, you know, if you get a decent mini helmet, it's $150.
Okay.
I got two Elways, different helmets. One's orange with an old, and those went for like $225 a piece, two of those. The Ray Lewis, was it like $200? I had a Derek Carr.
$50.
Saints or Raiders?
Saints.
Oh, God.
$25.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they need to pay me to take
it. Just take it. Yeah.
I think overall, I spent $8,000. If I were to sell all this, I'd probably lose like $1,200.
Yeah.
Or I just keep it all.
Oh.
Because I think the investment, if Burrow to a – I think that investment definitely makes up for it if they are good.
Burrow's for sure a good one.
The problem is you don't want him to do a Dak or what's happening now. When
Dak's gosh. Like, I know.
You know.
But even look at Kirk. Like, he's never really done anything playoff-wise, and he's still – his helmet's still going for something.
Yeah, for sure. I just spent $8,000 and there were 6 boxes. I bought 4 of them and did not hit one of the 2.
Did you go to bed after that?
I watched the show. I wasn't that hurt by it.
Oh, okay.
Reed ended up sending me a picture of a dinosaur. Well,
that's nice. No big deal. Well,
Reed sent me a
picture. Dude, I'd like take a long walk and maybe never come back.
Yeah.
I did win like $3,000 at the Arkansas game the day before.
Oh, yeah.
I lost like $1,000 the next day. Mm. So
it's funny how when you lose, I always think about I did win that bet over there. And I did, you know what? I might be all right.
Yeah.
I got paid for that gig I did.
Oh, yeah. I don't do that, but I do that. The game. So, Reed then sends me an $8,000 dinosaur, and he goes, good thing I don't have your kind of money. I'd have bought this.
It's on Facebook Marketplace,
it's like
dude.
A full dinosaur he was dinosaur? Looking up, trying to buy.
Yeah, it was like a big animatronic dinosaur thing. I was like, dude, that would be sick in the house.
For the apartment?
Where would you put that?
I don't know, in the studio or something. I mean, that's a centerpiece right there.
That was my night.
Right there.
That was my night.
Yeah, man, hell of a night.
A life-size dinosaur.
But I tried, and I would do it again the same way because the odds were in my favor. But even if the odds are in your favor, you don't win every time.
That's crazy, dude.
And I missed. Hey. Of 6 boxes, I bought 4.
Yeah.
And did not hit.
Hey, when's that Emmett coming in? Gotta check that one out.
A few days or so.
Yeah, I got to bring that one on the show.
Yeah. That's it. We're done with the show. Hope everybody has a great day. Thank you for watching. If you're watching on DraftKings, on the old TV channel on Roku, we appreciate you watching. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you. And, you know, we'll see you next week if my wife doesn't kill me.
That's a good point.
Does she know what happened last
night? We'll
see. Nah, she doesn't care.
Okay. Yeah, hey, dude, she doesn't need to know.
Well, she doesn't care, but she doesn't
need
to know. She knows. I told her early on, I was like, hey, I have this money, this 20 grand I'm going to spend on the show because I think I can do the show and get a sponsor. And that 8 grand's happened so fast. It's kind of, hey, I didn't even think about it. But yeah. I'm conservative with my money, except for this memorabilia thing. We will see you guys next time.
Hey, I got you. Let me blow you, dude. What the?
All right. Bye, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.